Good morning and welcome to Arts or Us. My name is Karen Cassian, and I'll be your host for today. My co-host Helena Renwick is out west on a farm, so I'm not sure what she's doing on the farm, but we'll ask her next week when she's back with us. And today we have a special guest, Joel Irwin, and Joel is the co-owner and manager of the Algonquin Arts Center in Algonquin Park. Welcome, Joel. Thank you for being here with us.
Thank you, Karen. It's nice to be here.
Yeah. Can you tell us a bit about the Algonquin Arts Center and your part in it, your background? And
absolutely. Yeah. So we're an art gallery located in the middle of Algonquin Park, and it's actually a heritage building. Okay. It was built in the 50s. It's this old stone building, and my parents used to run it they started in 2004. And so they started an art gallery there. And what I would do is I was at university at the time. So I would come up on summer for my summers, and I would live out in a staff house in the park with a bunch of naturalists and work at this art gallery. And I just loved it there.
And your parents were part of the framing place. Did they own that?
That's right. Yeah. Okay. So Orland and Doug Irwin, they were pretty well known around Huntsville for a number of years. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they jumped at the opportunity in 2004 to work with Algonquin Park and Ontario Parks to start this pretty massive endeavor. It's a big, for anyone who's been out there, it's a big space.
It's a gem. I discovered it 2 years ago, and I can't believe that I hadn't been out there before that, because it's a beautiful gallery.
It's really high-end,
lovely.
It's really amazing, and we feel so fortunate to be out there. But the building itself, it was originally the visitor center.
Okay.
And it was built in 1953. So people have lots of memories of going through that building and seeing all these different sort of like, you know, dioramas and installations of wildlife stuff. And so, but when they built the new visitor center, this building was left vacant. And so then the park decided they wanted to do something different. And so it was really their idea to have an art gallery there because of the long tradition of artists coming to Algonquin Park, which of course stems back to Tom Thompson and a lot of the artists over the last 100 years have come out to the park. So
how did you and Matt Cole become co-owners of this gallery?
So Matt Coles, who currently runs a frame place and gallery in Huntsville, he's my brother-in-law.
Oh,
and
wow.
We're the best of friends, and he's actually a really good painter as well. And we both, when my parents were running it, we were both pretty involved, and we got more and more involved as the years progressed. And so the way it works is there's 10-year contracts with Ontario Parks.
Okay.
Algonquin Park and Ontario Parks. And so basically my parents' contract was up. They wanted to retire. So Matt and I decided that we wanted to bid on the contract and take over the operation. And we did, and it all worked out. And this is our third year with Matt and I running the show, and it's been awesome.
You told me how many people go through there every year?
Well, we get about 40 to 50,000 just through the Art Center alone.
That's so incredible.
It is. The park draws like over 1 million people a year. It's a huge attraction. Yeah. And people are surprised to find an art gallery in the middle of the woods, basically. But they love it. They love it. And I was telling you earlier, it's not just an art gallery. We also have a gift shop. But there's what people, especially campers, really enjoy is we have an art gazebo where people can buy coffee and paint. Buy canvas and paints, and they can paint right there in the cafe.
So anyone can just go and sit there and paint.
Yeah, wow. And also we do a number of art classes there through July and August. It's Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. Very interesting art classes with some very interesting art instructors.
So various artists go in and paint.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. We have two great instructors who do majority of them, Chelsea Bourget and Jose Trahan, and actually Sandy McLennan, who...
I know Sandy.
Yeah,
yes.
He's actually one of the new instructors this year. He's doing a pinhole photography class.
Okay.
And it looks really cool. He's been sending me pictures, and I'm really excited about this new class. And so he'll be doing those on most of the Thursdays. But if you want to see the schedule of the art classes that we offer, you can just...
It's online.
It's on our website. Yeah. There's a calendar. So
I looked up your website this morning, and I thought it was interesting. The vision of the Algonquin Art Center is connecting the art world with the natural world, as well as to promote the preservation and protection of the environment from a local to global scale. That's pretty awesome.
It's cool. Yeah. And that kind of emerged naturally. Like I mentioned at the beginning how when I lived at the staff house, I was living with naturalists. So these are all people who study moths and birds. And what I realized living with them is this sort of, there's a very interesting dialogue when you put an artist with all of these scientists who live in the park. And I think they can actually be mutually beneficial.
Oh, for sure.
And so what we did actually is we've launched artist in residence programs as well, which allows artists to live with these naturalists and to go out with them when they go and do bird counts or whatever they're doing in the park. And we've done that for the last 3 years, and it's become increasingly popular.
I bet.
And we're doing another one in the fall.
And do you presently have an artist in residence?
Nope, not right now. So we usually do them in the fall.
Okay, there's so beautiful.
It's beautiful in the fall, and there's logistical reasons for doing it in the fall too, which is boring, so I won't get into. But last year, we've had two artists. Daniel Saint-Amand was an artist in residence last year, and now he's a permanent fixture in our gallery. He does these incredible paintings where he actually lays a canvas on the road and lets cars drive over them.
Really?
And he blocks it out. So the tire tracks actually become a forest. And then he paints wildlife, and phenomenal painter, phenomenal pieces. And he was an artist in residence, and he did some really experimental, interesting things.
And does he have a website?
Because
that sounds fascinating.
Yeah, it's all on our website, but okay. Daniel Saint-Amand is his name. He has a strong online presence, and he also does a number of videos of him making these pieces. And it's just really cool to see. And even the final pieces, especially, which are, you know, we got some great pieces at the gallery this year. You can go check them out there.
I will be. Yes.
And last year, Christine Fitzgerald she's a photographer. She does old school plate photography.
Mm-hmm.
And she was doing some really interesting stuff. She was our artist in residence last year. And so we're doing a featured show for her. We do featured shows throughout the season as well, where we feature a particular artist. And we're going to feature her work in August, and it's just breathtaking stuff. So,
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
Back to you a bit. You were telling me earlier that you live in Vancouver half the year and Muskoka the other half. I find that fascinating.
Yeah. It's this is a new development. My wife got a great job at UBC, and we originally lived in Toronto. Mm-hmm. In Algonquin. Like, I would live in Toronto for the winter and come back for the summer and fall. So the commute's a bit longer now.
But, I would say.
But I'm telling you, like, Vancouver is incredible. And it's funny being out there, because I think it really puts in relief what is actually beautiful about this place, because mm-hmm. it's so different there.
And the art is very different, isn't it?
The art is very different. The culture is very different.
Yes, it is. There. I've lived there twice, and it's a very different, very outdoor.
Very outdoorsy, very environmental, I think. Mm-hmm. I've only been there for a couple months, so these are all, I'm still scratching the surface. But the thing I really admire about Vancouver is the Indigenous arts and culture is very visible and very present.
Yes.
And very much interwoven into the city.
And what's your background, Joel? Did you take the arts in?
Nope.
No?
No, I love writing and I love film. So
okay.
I do some film projects, and actually we do film through the Art Center as well. I worked with Jeremy Muntz, who's a local filmmaker, and we did a film called Algonquin Headwaters, which was basically a kind of artsy landscape film, which followed the headwaters that originate and flow to Algonquin Park, because Algonquin Park's a highland. And that's why it's actually a park, is just to protect these headwaters. And so we got some spectacular footage. And more recently, I worked on a film with Real Alternatives in Huntsville. They actually donated to the project.
I remember, actually, Corrine Burns.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's great. She's
mm-hmm.
great. And they actually supported our most recent film, which is a narrative-driven film called Mirror Lake. And it's actually showing at the Algonquin Theater on Monday.
I saw that.
Yeah, so people want
to
check it out. It's fun. Mm-hmm. It's a short film. And it is actually related to Algonquin Park, because it's basically about this scientist who goes to this remote lake, and there's a crater there, and there's just sort of weird anomalies that start to happen. And that was sort of loosely based on Crater Lake. There's a crater like Brent Crater in Algonquin Park, which I was really fascinated with. And I did a lot of research on Brent Crater. And so the actual idea for this Mirror Lake film was definitely connected to what I was reading about in Algonquin Park. So it's another example of like art and the science in Algonquin Park mm-hmm. converging.
I could talk to you all day. This is so interesting.
Thank you.
I have to take a short break, but we'll be right back.